Our scripture reading today is from Luke 17:11-19. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. There's a story I recently heard that about a college student in the early 1900s that decided to go for his morning run. But as he came out of his dorm, he heard a commotion. There was a nearby lake, and so he decided to go investigate. When he got to the shore, he saw several bodies lying on the beach and struggling to get out of the tide. And he didn't even think. He started to assist them to safety. They had explained that 2 ferry boats had collided in the lake due to high winds, and there was more people trying to make it to shore. Without hesitation, this young lad threw off his shoes and dove into the water. Others helped some, but were becoming exhausted and gave up. But this boy didn't give up. Even though his legs hurt, his only thought was getting the others to safety. In all, he rescued 17 people that day. His efforts took a toll on his legs, and he became confined to a wheelchair the rest of his life. Many years later, when he was an old man, a radio station was commemorating the incident and invited him to come and tell his story of that day. The radio announcer asked, "Is there anything you regret about that day?" And his reply was, "Not one of the people I rescued came back to say thank you." In our scripture today, Jesus met 10 lepers. The leprosy is a very nasty disease. Your body's covered with sores and seeping fluids, and people were afraid to touch you. You could no longer get hugs from your family. You couldn't even eat a meal with your family, because they were afraid of catching the leprosy. Those diagnosed with leprosy were banned out of the city. They weren't allowed to even step inside. They couldn't attend a worship service. Now, these 10 lepers were outside the wall because they weren't allowed inside when Jesus came down the road. And they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, you know, heal us." He sent them on their way to the priest to be declared clean. It wasn't an instant healing, but a slower healing that happened as they went to the temple. How many people here have a MasterCard? I know I do. I've got a couple of them. Well, there's another MasterCard for us to use. Like, I really need another card, right? But, okay, when we ask God for a healing or some sort of blessing, you're using your MasterCard. Hey, Master, you know, you were like these guys crying out, Master, be with me. Does that healing happen right as you ask? Not always. Sometimes we have to ask a few times before it happens. And sometimes the answer comes back as no or not now. I was at a friend's house and missed the step as I came out. I felt like a rocket going through the air, and I landed on my shoulder. Even though it was a quick, you know, it doesn't take long to shoot over onto the cement driveway. But I said, Lord, help me. Don't let me get too hurt. I heard the shoulder snap as I hit. And I'm like, Lord, please tell me it's not as bad as I think it is. You know, I had been a former EMT, so I knew when I heard it and what I felt. And I was relying on that MasterCard right then. Lord, just, you know, take care of me. But I was a little disappointed. I tried to move, and the shoulder says, you ain't going anywhere. Okay. My friend offered to help me up, and I'm like, oh, no, that's not, you know, you help me up, it's going to be worse. She says, well, can I bring you a glass of water? No, that's another thing you don't do when you're on the ground like that. She says, well, what can I do? And I said, call an ambulance. And I said, I did leave her bring me a pillow because I was at this weird angle and my head was just like hanging in space. So I let her bring me a pillow so I could rest my neck. So when the ambulance got there, they actually had to give me fentanyl to be able to get me off the ground. And they took me to the hospital. I was using that MasterCard the whole way, Lord. Don't let this be too bad. And what am I going to do? I was 2 hours from home. How was I going to get me and my car back to my house? The ambulance arrived and took me to the hospital. And there were two breaks in the shoulder and a torn rotator cuff. They told me, they said, everything's lined up. And since you're so, you're close, but you're not real close, we don't want to do anything here. We're just going to immobilize it in a sling and send you home. And then you can get hold of your orthopedic when you get on the other side. Okay. So, how do I get my car 2 hours home when I only got one arm? That's a little bit tricky. Anyways, a neighbor, the person where I fell, let me had me spend the night at their home because it was like 10 o'clock at night when I got out of the hospital. And the next morning, her nephew, who was a truck driver and lived next door, happened to be home that day. And his buddy, who was also a truck driver, was home with nothing to do. Thank you, God. But you know what? I didn't use my MasterCard. I screwed up. I didn't actually say, thank you, God, for taking care of me. Thank you, God, that it wasn't worse, that I'd have to have immediate surgery. Thank you, God, for having these people available to take me home. That was my mistake. That's something we need to internalize. How often do you take out that MasterCard and say, thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you, Lord, that I woke up this morning in my bed and I am able to get up and go enjoy life. Think about it. How often do you pull out that MasterCard? You know, waking up in the morning is not guaranteed to anybody. 4 years after graduating from high school, the valedictorian of our class woke up unable to move, totally paralyzed. They never did figure out why. 3 weeks later, she went home with Jesus. Do we sit there and say, thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up? Thank you, God, for what you've done for me? I had to have my knee replaced. And again, I didn't use that MasterCard. I didn't say, thank you, God, for giving me the ability to walk without falling again. You know, I had collapsed several times with the knee. And they said, you know, my only option was a replacement. And afterwards, I didn't thank God for those doctors that could fix it. I didn't thank God for the people who took me to the hospital. It was a neighbor took me to the hospital because I couldn't drive. I wasn't going to be able to drive my car back home. I couldn't drive for the surgery. My husband was in a wheelchair. And a neighbor stepped up and offered to take me to the hospital for my surgery. How many times do we thank God for the little things? You know, that's something I came in, I seen your bags back here. And I thought, man, they played right into my sermon. How often do you tell the people around you, thank you? I thank God for you. And how often do you really thank God for those people that are special in your life? We need to start using that MasterCard more. There's more ways of using it than just thanking God. Like I said, you know, thanking the people, you're already ahead of me here a little bit. But one of the things that I remember is I was traveling. I lived on the east side of Ohio, northeast side of Ohio, and I had to make a trip to Elgin at one time. Now that's a nice long trip. So I woke up 4:30 in the morning, unable to sleep. And I says, I might as well get started on my trip, right? Threw my bags in the car and drove partway across Ohio. So about 9:30 or so, I started looking for a Church of the Brethren. And there was one fairly close to where I was at. So I went there for the service. The pastor read the scripture, and as he went to start his sermon, there was a lady in the congregation got up and says, "Pastor, you got to stop." Now, at first, I thought it was something he had planned as part of his sermon, right? Wrong. There had been a bunch of teenagers in the seat behind her. Now, most of these kids had never been in a church service before because there had been a youth rally the night before at the church. And this was the first time these kids had been in a church service. So they were whispering to each other. And she says, "You got to start all over with that scripture reading because these kids back here aren't paying attention. And they've got to learn the way to sit in a church service." I praised the pastor later. I sent him a note of appreciation for the way he handled it. He just opened it up and let people talk. And I actually got up and said something at the time. I told the beginning of BVS. I don't know how many of you know the story, but BVS started because of a bunch of kids taking an initiative and going outside of the box. They broke so many rules. Standing committee wasn't meeting anymore, so they couldn't get it approved to go on to the agenda or to be added to the agenda. They went to the moderator and stopped him before he got up on the stage and says, "We want a chance to talk." And so the moderator says, "Okay, let me ask the delegates. It'll be up to the delegates whether you get to talk." He says, "It's not my way. I got to stick to the rules." So he got up and asked the delegates and said, "I know this is not the way it's supposed to be, but the youth have something they want to present." The delegation approved it with a consensus vote. And so they allowed them to get up. Now, on a little side note, the guy who was speaking had to use an orange crate at the mic because he was so short, okay? But they presented the idea of BVS. Then they broke another rule. The delegates were asked to vote on whether they supported the youth. That a record was set. They got a unanimous vote to approve BVS. And the kids broke another rule because annual conference was supposed to be so staunch and we were there to do business. The kids stood up and cheered that they were given this chance. This is, you know, and they sat there and their cheers were, "Praise God. Thank you, Jesus." How many of us are willing to break a rule and thank Jesus? Do we go out to a restaurant and say a prayer before we eat when we're there? Do we use that MasterCard and thank Jesus that we are able to go out and buy a meal at a restaurant? Do we thank God for the food that's placed before us every time we eat? And I'm not just talking a meal. You go get those snacks. Do you thank God that you have the resources for that to be in your life? Using our MasterCard is what it is. We have to use it more often. The MasterCard in your purse, you don't use it one place, do you? And that's what that MasterCard is that you have hold in your heart, is you need to use it often. God wants to hear the thank yous come to him, whether they're large or small. Have you ever been someplace and all you hear is someone complain and complain about everything going on in their lives? And you never hear a good thing out of their mouth. It's not a pleasant situation to be sitting in. And what do you think God's thinking when all he hears is our prayers for whatever we happen to want? You know, when do we use our MasterCard?